And I guess he was willed, the in the will of the Millers, Dr. Zurich got the whole place.
That's right.
Of course, he wasn't alive then, and it went to his wife, right, Frieda?
That's right.
Rather a tragic story, the story of Dr. Zurich.
Yes, it was. He was a Pole.
Yes.
He'd learned his medicine in Poland and did not have a license to practice in the United States. He was a unique fellow in that he made his own pills from raw ingredients. And I talked to my pharmacist here, Tom Nikolaj and Mac Fenton, and they said, "Oh boy, that guy is really behind the times." But whatever he put in there, herbs or what have you, it worked.
He told me that he met his wife, who was a Plains Indian by ancestry. Beautiful woman. This was the mother of his two boys. He told me that he met her in the Red Cross station in the war, in Europe somewhere. And he thought she was the most beautiful woman that he'd ever seen. But the tragedy of that is a story of its own. The whole tragedy of his first wife, and or the wife that we knew, and then the story of the boys. But that's another story. But he did serve the people there. And he served the people in Circle City and the Hot Springs.